Mark Biggs, the head of the Media Journalism and Film Department here at Missouri State University, has a couple of events in the MSU Film Series coming up next weekend, actually a week from today and next Saturday, right?
It is true, yes. Next Friday, a week from today, we'll have a master filmmaker class and then a Saturday screening of the film, two-step, with the director who's coming into town from Austin, Texas, to be with us.
That is Alex R. Gordon, and he's worked in both documentary and feature filmmaking, and he'll present a master class in filmmaking next Friday morning from 10:30 to noon. That'll be in Plaster Student Union Theater.
That's true, and that is open to everybody, to the public as well as to all of the students here on campus.
Free of charge. Now, he wrote and directed this independent feature, which received quite a bit of acclaim.
Yeah, it really did,
called Two-Step, and he'll discuss the state of independent filmmaking here in the United States, which seems to be pretty healthy right now.
It is right now. Yes, it is. People are finding a way with HD technology to make lower budget films than was possible just a number of years ago. And the distribution system now allows for digital filmmaking to really have a screen foothold.
It's a lot cheaper than 35 millimeter, that's for certain.
It is, yes.
Very much so. And he'll also analyze several scenes from his award-winning thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Describe the work he does as a producer, director, and screenwriter.
Right, and the cool thing is that a new faculty member in media journalism and film, Harrison Witt, who has joined us this year from the Austin area, was the gaffer on this film. Now, the gaffer is the chief electrician and the first assistant to the DP. So he worked very closely with James in the making of this film, and they'll be able to talk about some of the technical issues as well as some of the aesthetic issues.
And again, this master class is from 10:30 to noon next Friday at Plaster Student Union Theater, and it is free and open both to all MSU students and to the general public as well. And you can call the Media Journalism and Film Department at 836-5218 for more information. Now, the main reason, in addition, I guess you could say there are two main reasons, the master class and the other main reason that Alex Johnson has come up or will be coming up from Austin next weekend is to be present at a screening of Two-Step.
Right. That takes place on Saturday night. That is a part of the MSU film series. Doors will open at 6:30. The film starts at 7.
Right.
The evening should be over no later than 9:30. It's about an hour and a half film. We will then have a talkback session with the director. And again, I think Harrison Witt will be joining us for that as well.
Right.
So that's an opportunity for the audience really to ask whatever they're interested in talking to the director about, as well as to gain a little bit more insight into why he made his film, why he made it the way that he made it, where he's coming from and what his ambitions are.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this film. It's described as a thriller.
It is a thriller. It is a noir film, and in the tradition of noir films, it starts very gentle, very slow.
Not shot in black and white, though.
It's not shot in black and white, no. It is a character-driven story, though, like many of the noir films were. And really an interesting premise. The filmmaker talks about having lived in New York City for a long time and then moving to Austin and being a little bit shocked and intimidated by the fact that entry to his home was no more than a good swift kick away from knocking the front door in, which was very different than his experience in New York.
With five locks on the door.
Yes, exactly, and the three doors to get through before you get to the one that really counts.
Yeah.
And then he combined that with this notion that he had heard about on a 60-minute report or something like that earlier in his filmmaking career about grandma scams, where people in prison would call people out of the phone book and try and scam them for money, playing on their emotions and their loneliness and their isolation, pretending to be their grandkid. And that's actually what draws the two characters together. James is a college dropout. His only living relative is his grandmother. He's come back to be with her for a while. She passes away very shortly after he gets back. And he discovers in the process of sort of uncovering her finances after her funeral that she's been being scammed. And then he gets the phone call from Webb, who is the criminal behind this all, and their paths are inextricably intertwined, you might
and
say.
And violently intertwined.
Violently intertwined,
as it happens. And that's, and of course, it's drenched in Texas culture. I mean, the title of the film is Two-Step.
Yeah, Texas Two-Step. And it's that kind of shuttle to the right, shuttle to the left mm-hmm. sort of approach in the filmmaking as well. I think it's a really well-chosen title in terms of the pacing and the kind of tempo and Texas quality of this film.
Well, you'll be able to see Two-Step next Saturday night, January 31st, starting at 7, again in Plaster Student Union Theater. And doors open about 6:30. And this also is free and open
Absolutely
to the public.
Absolutely free and open to the public, yeah.
And then following this approximately 90-minute film, screenwriter and director Alex R. Johnson, and he'll probably be joined by Harrison Witt, the assistant professor of cinematography, editing, and filmmaking here at MSU,
right.
who worked as the chief electrician, the gaffer, on this film when it was being shot. And there'll be a talkback session then, about an hour long, following the screening of the film Saturday night, and discuss the creation of the film. Again, talk, no doubt, about the state of independent filmmaking
oh, sure.
in the country. And both the film screening and the talkback session Saturday night the 31st are free and open to the public. And Alex Johnson's masterclass in filmmaking on Friday morning the 30th from 10:30 to noon, again in Plaster Student Union Theater, that mm-hmm. too is free and open to the public.
Right.
You can find out information at the MSU Media Journalism and Film Department at 836-5218. Email Mark,
yep.
Mark Biggs, B-I-G-G-S, at missouristate.edu.
Absolutely. This is a part of the College of Arts and Letters Masterclass Station that we're putting on all throughout the year. So the idea is that we're trying to bring in artists with some sort of connection to the university. In this case, that connection is Harrison Witt.
Right.
And trying to give our students real opportunities to learn from master artists, master writers across the country.
So what is the Media Journalism and Film Department have coming up later on in the year?
Well, we certainly have, and I'll be back to pitch these, the end-of-the-year Electronic Arts and MJF Student Showcases, which take place in May, the second week of May.
Right.
The film series will be bringing in, I think, a very interesting film on first-generation students, a documentary that's been getting great accolades across the country. We're going to try and tie that into the public schools and see if we can interface a little bit with the public schools.
When will that be?
It will either be February 27th or March 28th. We're still trying to negotiate with the director of that film to come in and do, again, a master class and a talkback session following the screening of that documentary.
But, of course, we have the master class and a screening next weekend in Plaster Student Union Theater. Again, 836-5218. Or email markbiggs@missouristate.edu.
These are always fun, so come participate, especially if you've never done it before. And if you have, you know why you should be there.
Yeah, you know why you should come again. All right, thanks. Mark Biggs from the Media Journalism and Film Department here at Missouri State University.
Thanks, Randy.